It's haying season in New England. Reporter John Dillon of Vermont Public Radio sent us this postcard from the fields of Middlesex, Vermont.
86-year-old Gerald Pease has made hay in the high meadows of Middlesex, Vermont, since he was a kid.
Well, I started in 1930. We didn't have bales then until in the 50s, pitching on the pitchfork.
On a good day, the machinery sweeps up the cut hay, presses it into rectangular-shaped bales, and ties them with twine. But even the best balers are cantankerous contraptions, and today is no exception. As the sun beats down, the machine begins to spew hay in loose bundles. A repair team huddles at the equipment.
There are just a bunch of pieces, extra pieces in there. They got jammed it up.
Well, we should find out, won't we?
Okay.
It's just friends and neighbors. Yeah, it's really a community working to keep the fields open.
Pease's neighbor, Sarah Seedman, coordinates the hay crew.
We see who's on vacation and whose back is hurt, and then we get everybody else.
By golly, it's surprising how much the neighbors come in to help get the hay in.
Sarah, you might have to fix my stacking job.
I know.
We don't fix anything.
You will.
My mom fixed it.
Inside the barn, a flock of swallows is temporarily displaced as the bales are tossed up to the rafters. It's hot, it's sweaty, and the chaff finds its way down your throat. The Pease crew finds relief in switchel, the gingery, tangy drink of the hayfield.
By God, we used to have that back when I was a kid down Uncle's. And I used to carry the pail around for the hired help to drink. Put a little syrup and a little ginger and a little vinegar to taste. There ain't no recipe for it. Just go be gosh and be gory. How about that, eh?
After taking their switchel break, the Pease crew heads back out to the field, where several hundred more bales sit waiting in the sun. For NPR News, I'm John Dillon in Middlesex, Vermont.